You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the varied visual arts programs in our area. And joining us now is Omari Rush, fresh off his new position as Executive Director of Culture Source, an umbrella organization for arts and cultural institutions in Southeast Michigan, really expanding your scope, right?
Yes, absolutely, Lisa. It's seven counties across Southeast Michigan. My office is based in Detroit, but, you know, we're looking out for the whole region. So, yes, that portfolio has expanded.
Washtenaw County is included.
Absolutely. Washtenaw County is included. And to your point about it being varied, there is so much happening here. Our hands are full trying to support everybody. But, you know, it's really great. It's a lot of fun.
You getting a good feeling? Are the arts in good shape in Southeast Michigan?
Yes, my sense is that the arts are in good shape. You know, we just had our annual member meeting for Culture Source. We had great turnout, and it was particularly fun to see small organizations, that is, they have a small budget, but do mighty work. So small organizations to the large anchor institutions, all there, all working to be better, all talking about really vibrant programs and exciting ways that they're serving their community, whether they're doing work in service of a community using the arts or just running cool arts programs. And so I think we have a lot to be excited about related to what's happening in Southeast Michigan. You know, I'm really thrilled to be in this role.
It'll be interesting for you to see, as being formerly associated with the Ann Arbor Arts Center in Washtenaw County, how much we have going on here. Now you're going to get a wider scope. We'll just see, just where does Washtenaw County fit in?
Well, yeah, and you know, part of what I get to see now is the uniqueness of these different communities,
Right.
I've been in Ann Arbor for a while and kind of Washtenaw County, and there's so much diversity across Southeast Michigan. And so it's fun to see the quirkiness of different areas and, again, to see the ways in which these institutions and organizations are really being really responsive to folks in their neighborhood or kinds of activities, kinds of events that people down the street want to engage in. And so it's really great that they're that flexible, but also classic of, you know, artists and arts organizations, this ability to be very responsive, very creative, allowing people a variety of ways to express themselves.
It is a busy time. Let's focus on Washtenaw County. What do we have to look forward to?
Well, you know, there was just recently this opening of Outrage, the Art of Protest by 22 North. You know, it's a gallery creative space at 22 North Huron Street here in Ypsilanti. You know, this exhibition is, again, the Art of Protest. It's an exhibition that is a commentary on the political environment of today. And so you'll see a lot of work that is a commentary on the current administration, how people are just feeling generally about citizenship. And the work is just also outrageously visual, as they would say. And so while the exhibition opened on October 6th and runs through the 27th, they will have special programming that happens throughout. And so, for instance, this October 13, there's a spoken word performance in their space. And then the following day, an opportunity for a discussion about politics and art. The artists come from the I-75 corridor, the US 23 corridor. So you have Detroit, Ann Arbor, Toledo, a variety of folks represented. So a nice mixture of artistic voices.
And this is a new event.
Yes, this is a new event. And again, related to this idea of responsiveness, you know, it's very of the moment art. And so it's sure to be provocative.
I like that, of the moment art. And something not so new, and it happens twice a year, and I can't believe it's time already, the Westside Art Hop?
Yes, the Westside Art Hop, October 14, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the kind of Old West Side neighborhood around West Liberty Street in Ann Arbor. Again, this is an event where folks in that neighborhood open up their homes. They host artists, whether they themselves are artists or are giving an artist a space to show their work. And the community is invited to just kind of walk around the neighborhood, go into people's homes, see an artist's studio, see an artist's work displayed, talk to artists, even buy art. It's a great time to discover your neighbors, discover new art, stretch those legs, or just kind of get some
fresh air.
Stretch
that wallet.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Like, I want that. Oh, that's so beautiful. How much is that?
Well, yeah, you know, the last time that it happened, I was told a story by an artist where they, you know, someone came by and they looked at something and they left, and they came back by and they left, and then finally at the end of the day they came back because, you know, some of this art is like irresistible, you know,
right.
It touches you.
Absolutely.
And the houses that have art will have signs out front. Again, it's just, it's like, it's free and open to the public. It's a great day for the family to get out and just see some art.
West Side of Ann Arbor. How common is that, that people just open up their homes in their neighborhood and say, come on in and look at my creativity and pick something up if you like it?
You know, certainly there are art fairs where people have these booths and stalls.
But in their home?
But in their homes,
in neighborhood.
Yes. In their homes is a little bit different. You know, it does happen other places. San Francisco actually has their own version of a kind of an open studio art space. Those are artist studios, not always necessarily homes, but it's really great that people in our community are willing to host artists and to show themselves as artists, you know? It's good modeling. You know, everybody's an artist. It's like that movie Ratatouille, like everyone can cook. So, you know, everyone can be an artist.
What else is going on?
So, you know, I wouldn't call it alma mater, but my former arts home, the Ann Arbor Art Center, just opened an exhibition, Millennial Pink. Millennial Pink as a color of a demographic that is millennials who are claiming it as a gender neutral color.
Oh.
It's a color that has been embraced as a new color of masculinity. You see these like super pop stars, Jay-Z, Kanye, Drake, all embracing pink. You also see it as like a new color of the feminist movement where people are just like saying, just like owning pink. And so and it's also just like a Pantone that's like, great. So, you know.
Pink's my favorite color.
Well, I look really good in pink.
Do you?
If I may say so.
You look good in anything, any color.
Anyway, so this exhibition features artists from literally around the country. It's
awesome.
Super cool for the Ann Arbor Art Center to have this. Ann Arbor, Philly, LA, Brooklyn, and all the work, you know, it's like 2D, 3D, things that light up, things that invite you to walk around them and move around them.
All in pink.
Well, every bit of work has an element of pink in it. And so, yeah, so that's at the Ann Arbor Arts, and it runs through November 4th. I'd encourage people to go there and check it out.
And last but not least, photography.
Yes. Washtenaw Community College has an amazing photography program, a photography program that works with people of all ages, getting them from zero to like 60, you know. You go in and they're like, what's a camera? And you come out knowing how to put together a great photo shoot, how to take a great shot. The Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority, the RIDE, will be featuring student artwork that is WCC student artwork on their buses for the next few months. It's in transit. It's a way to stimulate, you know, people's commute,
sure.
Give these students professional opportunities to show their work. It highlights WCC as a really great, strong institution, you know, a learning institution. It was a collaboration between WCC, The Ride, Toyota, and the Art Center. Is it just a model program of community coming together?
Are the pictures inside or outside the buses?
They're inside the bus, inside each one of the 100 buses in the Ride's fleet. And five of the buses will have giant ads on the outside. So, you know, just like art moving around town.
Awesome. Omari Rush, Executive Director of Culture Source, thanks so much for coming in and joining us on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
Thank you.